Get ready to immerse yourself in a world of vision, inspiration, belonging, and empowerment. Brought to you by Naturals To Go, the Vibecast is your gateway to realizing your entrepreneurial dreams. In each episode, we're here to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit, offering you the tools and insights you need to turn your dreams into reality. We're all about fostering a powerful vision, sparking inspiration, nurturing a sense of belonging, and providing the empowerment you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to dive into the vibe. It's time to take your entrepreneurial journey to the next level. Thank you for joining us, and let's start living the vibe.
Hey folks, welcome to Vibecast, sponsored by Naturals To Go Healthy Vending. My name is Linda Ballesteros, and I am your host today. We are in for a treat, and I am sure many of you will be able to relate to the topics that we talk about today. Recently, I read an article. The title of that article was Clues That It's Time to Start Your Own Business. Have you asked yourself that? Maybe so. The article said, many budding entrepreneurs struggle with that first step out of their comfort zone and into the unknown because many of those new entrepreneurs came from corporate. They keep asking people whether it's time, whether the time is right or the truth is that it is never ideal to start your own business. If you wait for exactly the right time, you'll never do it. I love that. And my guest today is Matt Gianova, and he is going to talk specifically about that. Matt is a former media executive who at one point asked himself, what's next after being downsized or liberated, as he calls it? Today, he helps people in that same spot, introducing them to Naturals To Go. Thank you so much for being here today, Matt. I am really excited for you to share your story with everyone.
Well, thanks, Linda, for having me. This was on my bucket list here after watching the first couple of episodes in your Vets in Vending series, which was fantastic.
I'm glad
I get to tell my story, not as probably interesting, but probably as applicable as you mentioned.
You know, Matt, I tell you, when we were talking earlier in the green room about your journey, I even said to you, it sounds like you're telling me my story, because I was in corporate for 30 plus years and left and wasn't sure what I was going to do. And yes, I said, what's next? So, Matt, tell us a little bit about your story. You were an executive, a media executive. Talk to me a little bit about what that role looked like and what happened.
Sure. I spent 30 years in the media industry. Most of that time was spent at the Walt Disney Company, at ESPN in particular. It was great. I got a job there right out of business school when it was just ESPN, which probably a lot of people don't even remember. And I worked at their Bristol headquarters. And a couple of the buildings were built and others were trailers. And then time passed. I moved out, came back, moved out, came back, and then was part of the company through its rapid growth phase where it launched multiple networks. When it launched ESPN.com, ESPN, the phone, the whole mobile side of the business, the radio network, and a whole host of other ESPN branded assets. So it was a fantastic ride alongside some fantastic people where I learned a lot, getting into trenches. I also had the ability to manage and mentor a lot of people along the way. I worked with businesses at the Fortune 500 level all the way down to the local level. And essentially, the role was, how could we develop an advertising and sponsorship platform that allows them to reach their current customers, but more importantly, new customers. So I worked with everything, sort of putting a pin in this, from the NFL and the NBA, all the way to bass fishing and cricket, everywhere in between. But like everything, everyone in a corporate job, company gets bigger, things get, you know, a little less in your control. Politics enters. You know, that's the way the corporate world works. And I guess I reached a point where, unfortunately, I left the company. I was downsized. I'd like to say, as you mentioned, I was liberated from my job. But you know what? I think many executives, when they reach that point in their career, they probably wish they made that decision sooner. You know, sometimes they're running on empty. Other times, the years leading into that, you know, they were dreading getting up in the morning and taking that commute into work. And then they start to go through the motions. And some people go through that. Some people are just, you know, done. They're not giving it their all. And that's what happens to executives, whether they are downsized or they've just stayed just a little bit too long. And you know, in a way for me, it was a great transition. It was a time where I could ask myself, man, what is next? Right. What can I do? I've touched so many different things, experienced so many different things. I had a whole host of skills and experiences that I can leverage. I just had no idea of what to do with it.
You know,
I walked out the building.
And, you know, the interesting thing, Matt, is, again, I feel like you're telling my story because I had no clue. I'd always worked for a bank. So anytime we moved, relocated, I just called up the local banks and I had a job because I had all the experience. But afterwards, I realized, oh my goodness, my job description with the bank, it was limiting me. I had no clue what my true skills were. It was limiting me. And when that was taken away, it's like, holy cow, I can do all these other things. And whereas in the past, if I came up with an idea, my boss would say, Linda, that's the fifth floor. Fifth floor does that. You remember your job description? Just stick with your job. You're doing a great job. You're getting bonuses. You're getting those raises. But it does come to a point, Matt, where that's not enough.
Right.
It's just not enough.
Right.
So when you ask yourself, what's next? What did you explore? What was it that made you look at maybe the possibility of the franchising model?
Great question. I think what was perfect for me in that situation was I did not regret what had happened. I did not have a fear of the unknown. And that happens to a lot of people. For some reason, this inspired me that there was something else out there. I said, you know what? The only way to test the waters is to try to do it on my own. Let's see if there's something out there that matches my skill set. Mm-hmm. So I actually worked with a franchise consultant who helped me explore a number of different franchise opportunities. I also was looking at businesses that were for sale as well. But as I was going through the process and talking to companies and evaluating their business model and validating their business by speaking to some of their current owners, I realized that this coach that was at my side every step of the way, the person that was guiding me through this process, helping answer my questions, give me the right questions to ask, turned out to provide a service that I wanted to provide. I felt that my skills coming out of sales and sponsorships, those skills of, you know, active listening, asking the right questions, probing a little bit more, telling the right story at the right time. All of that could be encapsulated into this role. And I can actually help other people as they transition. So I decided right at that moment, I'm going to start my own franchise consulting business. I aligned with one of the largest organizations in this industry, Franserve. And launched Next Act Franchise Advisors. So instead of, you know, what's my next step? I said, what was the next act in your career going to be? I had the ability to work with over 500 different franchises across 30 or 40 different categories are really understanding the models out there. But I think the biggest thing that I learned and what I was teaching and coaching people was, you've got to take time, sit back and self-reflect on you. What do you want in life? And ask some difficult questions. What are you good at? What are you not so good at? Right. What do you like to do? What do you not like to do? Right. If I ask former colleagues or your family member those same questions, what would they say? Take self-inventory, right? Be self-aware. Create that list. And that will help determine where you go moving forward. So this is what I helped people to do as they started on their journey down the franchise exploration road. And it was great being able to place people in a number of different categories. But you know what was also interesting in franchise consulting is that you always had a brand or two that you kept in your pocket that were your favorites. They're the ones that you presented to everyone because it really did make sense for everyone. One of those brands happened to be Naturals to Go. And that's how I stumbled across it. Doing this, I placed multiple candidates with Naturals to Go. And that became really my go-to brand as I went through this process of being a franchise consultant and helping people ultimately become business owners.
You know, the interesting thing, Matt, is that we have owner-operators that either are or were franchise consultants and brokers. And once they have looked at the model, Naturals to Go's business model, they think, maybe I should look at that for me and my family instead. So is that something that intrigued you when you, as you presented it to your candidates, you were getting more information on your own about that?
That's exactly right. Because, you know, when someone said, hey, I want to keep my job and I need to do something on the side.
Right.
Naturals to Go. Hey, I'm thinking about doing something part-time because I do have some flexible hours. What business fits? Naturals to Go. I'm done. I'm out of work. Matt, my situation is exactly like yours. I'm looking for a new full-time opportunity. Naturals to Go works. So it plugged into all those areas.
Yeah.
It plugged into every experience level and every background and every age. So I could talk about Naturals to Go to everyone. And also, let's face it, when you come into this space, regardless of what business you invest in, invest is a key word. You do have to pay to get into this.
Mm-hmm.
So what was great about Naturals to Go is it fit all budget levels. So all experiences, all backgrounds, all budget levels. How fantastic to have a brand like that in your back pocket. That, of course, the bulb went off. Well, just like you said, I'm a franchise consultant. I have flexible hours. I work from home. Maybe I could do something on the side. That's when I started to think about Naturals to Go for me. Now, however, I had a complete change in my life that led me to Naturals to Go. So it wasn't about doing it on the side. I actually was somebody that looked at it saying, you know what? I think I'm going to do this as my full-time gig. And that's how I ultimately transitioned into this.
And, you know, another great thing, though, is, Matt, there's no territories. So it is great for someone who maybe at some point they have that life event. You were talking about life events that does change things drastically for them. So can you speak to that?
Yeah, and that's a perfect point because when I said there was a change, my wife and I decided to relocate from New York to Florida. So we were going, and this was all happening during COVID. So here I am deciding that I want to move during COVID, launch my own business again, and get into business with my wife. Because that was one of the things, hey, if we're moving out of state, it's just the two of us, we might as well do our own thing. So knowing that I can go pretty much anywhere in this country and set up this business was a great comfort. So that's exactly what we did. We wound up house on the market, sold it, moved to a town in Florida, got the business set up, had some great interactions with the entire staff at Natural School. Now, what was interesting going through this during COVID, training then was not what it is today. Today, fantastic. On-site, in-person, 2 days, comprehensive and intense training where you learn every aspect of the business and you meet virtually every leader in the company that is going to affect your business in some way. During COVID, it was virtual training. So it had its own set of unique challenges. So did the marketplace that we were going to open up in. So again, we put all that aside. So we move, we start the business. Everything is great. We're loving it. But again, I talked about the questions that I asked. This business checked all of our boxes. Again, no I didn't want any employees. I didn't want anyone to report to me. I didn't want to do any performance reviews. I wanted people to show up. You know, I say it flippantly, but no. We wanted no employees. We wanted to work from home. We wanted sort of no overhead, no storefront, no franchise fee. We didn't want to pay any royalties. And we wanted something simple and fun. And that's why this business made sense. So we put the plan into motion, started the business, had a great time running it, made some great people in the business. You know, my wife and I were the heroes when we walked into our locations. They loved seeing us when we were restocking the machines with what they wanted, particularly if something was getting low, because we knew it was because we were monitoring the machines from our phone. So that made it really fun. It was always a race to, when we got up in the morning, who opened their phone first, clicked the app to see how the machines did yesterday and the night before. That was always a good thing. Like, oh, let's go. We got to get over there. It was a big run on Gatorade. So, but Linda, the interesting thing is yet another situation that my wife and I faced, similar to what a lot of our candidates faced when I went through being downsized. So here we are in Florida, and a couple of changes take place. First is we have to move. Dynamics change. We were renting to start. We finally found a place to live, but it was 10, 15 miles north from where we were. That was number one. Number two is my wife regained her calling, which was working in the fundraising arena. We have been raising funds for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. It's a progressive, deadly disease with no federal funding that affects 30,000 people in this country. Our oldest son has it. He's doing well, but we dedicated ourselves to raising money for that. We've raised, you know, over $1 million in the last 20 years. So she wound up joining the board of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation here in Florida. She then also got a job on her own. And at the same time, I started talking to Naturals to Go. In my conversations with the leaders there, I wound up crossing paths with Keith, our president. We had a conversation, that led to an offer that I couldn't refuse. And I wound up joining Naturals to Go as a business startup consultant. So here I am. What a predicament. I own a business, which means I got to be dedicated to that business every single day. But I'm now taking on another job. My wife is now taking on two other roles, and we've moved outside of the area where our machines or our business is located. So this is where the exit strategy comes in, which is a question, as you know, that many of our candidates answer. If something changes in my life, what do I do with the business? Well, guess what? You can sell the business. And that's exactly what my wife and I did. We started talking to some people, both at Naturals to Go and in the marketplace, and was able to successfully sell the business and move on. That person now has taken over a fully functioning revenue producing business that they are now growing and scaling on.
So, and you know, Matt, and Matt, people don't really understand that you didn't just sell the machines. You sold the business. You sold the route. Those were revenue generating locations. So we're not just talking about selling equipment. It was a vending business producing money that you sold, right?
Absolutely right. And that's always a great point of clarification when mm-hmm. somebody does ask that question during the process and says, so when I sell my machines, and I would say, whoa, hold on, we're not selling your machines. Yeah. You are selling a revenue producing business that you will sell as a multiple of the revenues you earn a year. That is to be determined by you. But yeah, that's a very good point. Mm-hmm. And that's a light bulb that goes off in people's minds saying, well, wait a second, you're right, because I'm not buying machines from you. I'm buying a vending program that includes machines. Well, that means when I sell it, I'm not just selling machines. Mm. I'm selling a revenue producing business. Yeah. Great point.
Yeah. I love that. You know, Matt, when you're working with consultants, and if there are consultants listening now, what would you suggest that they do and look a little bit closer to Naturals to Go as possibly an opportunity for themselves? What kind of advice would you give them if they're considering it?
You know, I would say quite simply, look at your life in a given work week. Look at the amount of hours that you're dedicating to each of the key components, your lead generation, your conversations, and your knowledge base on your portfolio. Those are really your three buckets, right? How much time are you really dedicated in a given week on that? Then you will start to see very clearly that there are opportunities for you to fill in that gap or those gaps with a business or a side hustle. And Naturals to Go can be exactly that. And if you think about it, all of the reasons that I mentioned why I did it would be the exact same reasons why you would excel in it. Because you're working from home. You're making your own hours, right? That's the key part of this. The technology allows the business to be much more efficient. The other thing I like to say, thank goodness for curbside delivery. Because no longer are you walking the aisles of those stores. You're placing the order online the night before. You're setting the time to pick it up. You pull up, they load the back of your car, and off you go. Boy, has this business become so efficient.
Wow.
And that's what I'd say. And by the way, you're not dealing with a lot of people. Most of the time, you're dealing with one person, the decision maker at the location. So you take all of that into account. This is a pretty easy business to run on the side.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So now let me ask you this. If there is a corporate exec that's listening, maybe they've been downsized. Maybe they have heard that they're scuttlebutt about being downsized. Or maybe, just like you were saying earlier, they're just tired of it. Why would you suggest that they look at Naturals to Go as an option to start something, start a business on their own? Why would they benefit from working with us?
I love the fact that in all these cases, my answers turn out to be similar. And this is why I go back to the fact that this business appeals to everyone, every background and every walk of life and every financial level. Because if you're a corporate executive, at some point, you're contemplating, do I want to get back into all that? Which is fine. That's what you've been trained to do. But sometimes you don't want it. You just want it to be you. You want to control all of the decisions that are made. You want to direct your business. You want to create your own brand without any other influence. And you also want all of the benefits of working from home, making your own hours, having technology that is created, efficiency, and all the other benefits that come along with a simple business model. This is vending, okay? And what I tell the corporate executive who might want to dive a little too much in the weeds, just take a step back for a second. Just think about this. The secret to success is this. You keep your machine clean, functioning, and stocked with what people want. And if you do those three things, you're going to be successful. It doesn't get much simpler than that, if that's what you're looking for. So if you're looking for something fun, you could call your own, you call all the shots. This is kind of the business for you. And it allows you to finally enjoy life or have that elusive work-life balance that you might have always been seeking, but just never knew how to find.
So true. So well said there, Matt. And, you know, another thing that I love is the fact that you do run it as your own business. You make your own decisions. Naturals to Go doesn't dictate how you run your business. And I see owner operators that really bring in that social responsibility thread through their business, whether they give back to the school that their machines are in, or whether they give back to a foundation, or you know, whatever they do. But it's nice that they have that flexibility to, again, run their business the way they want.
That's it really is a refreshing thing when you come home that day, or let's say you're doing the books for the week, or you're making that deposit, or whatever it is to sit back and go, you know, I did this.
Right.
Now, I did this with the help of the infrastructure that Naturals to Go provides.
Yeah.
How great is it knowing that you can start a business at virtually any size you want, as I mentioned? It's a side hustle, it's part-time, or it's full-time. And then you can grow the business to whatever level you want, at whatever pace you want, always knowing that you have Naturals to Go behind you every step of the way. You have a point person that you can turn to all of your questions to get answered. You know, you have all of the resources, the rich technical support, the training that happens initially, you know, your proprietary website of how-to videos and articles on how you can make your business the best it can be and make it operate the best it can be. What more can you ask for? All you have to do is provide that responsibility, those three things that I mentioned. Clean, functioning, stocked with what people want. Wow.
I love it.
How empowering is that? You talk about taking the handcuffs off from the corporate life. Nothing's better than that.
It's vending. It's simple.
It's not overthinking.
It's business. That's correct. That's correct. Yeah. Matt, we're coming down to the end of the show. Is there another nugget of advice, or is there a nugget of wisdom that you would like to share, whether it is a broker consultant that that is looking at Naturals to Go, maybe for their candidates or just for them or for themselves as well, or maybe it's a candidate that's looking to expand a little bit and, as that article says, get out of their comfort zone and step into this. Is there a nugget of advice that you could offer someone?
I would just say, like I try to tell everybody, just be honest with yourself about who you are and where you want to be. It really comes down to that. Do that self-assessment. Take stock of who you are as a person. That will help you decide which direction to go in. And then when you go in that direction, be committed.
Yeah.
Own it. Because you will never know unless you try. We say that a lot around here. You're not going to know. And by the way, if it doesn't go as perfect as you want, you've got a whole company of people willing to help you make it work. Not a lot of companies can say that to you. Or you really can't feel that confident about a lot of other companies. But
sure.
I'm glad to say that that's what we do. I felt it when I was an owner operator. And I know I make sure my people, my candidates understand that as they're moving through this process.
I love it, Matt. Thank you so much for sharing your story and your wisdom from a corporate exec to a consultant, a broker consultant, to an owner operator. And now you're working with people who really want to step into those shoes of being a Naturals to Go owner operator. I appreciate you connecting all those dots there and inspiring others to maybe take that leap as well.
Good. Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to do so. There's a lot of people out there sitting on the sidelines asking that question, what's next? I always say, hopefully my hands and my New York accent didn't scare anyone away.
New York accent. I didn't notice that at all.
All good. Thanks, Linda. Thanks for having
Thanks
me.
Thanks so much. Absolutely. Okay. Folks, you know that I always leave you with a quote. And the one today is by Peter Drucker. He is an author. It goes like this. The entrepreneur always searches for change, responds to it, and it exploits it as an opportunity. So that's exactly what Matt talked about today, is that there was an opportunity, you know, there was a life event that happened. So you look for that opportunity out of that, and you never know what's going to be on the other side of that. So folks, thanks so much for joining me today on Vibecast. And until we meet next time, live the vibe.
That's a wrap for this episode of the Vibecast. We hope you've been inspired and empowered on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on all your favorite platforms to stay connected with the Vibe community. Until next time, keep nurturing that strong vision, fueling your inspiration, and embracing a sense of belonging and empowerment. Your dreams are within reach, so keep living the vibe.